Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two superfans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Junior Bobby.
What's up, dude?
Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is season 1, episode 19, called The One Where the Monkey Gets Away. It aired on March 9th, 1995.
Okay. The synopsis: Rachel accidentally lets Ross's pet monkey escape, and the friends form a search party. Rachel learns that her former best friend is engaged to marry Rachel's former fiancé. In the pre-intro scene, we are at Central Perk. Rachel walks over to a customer and starts naming all the tea flavors they have. She then realizes that the person she was naming them to was not the person that asked.
How long was she gone? Did she went to go make the labels and then figure it out?
Right.
I think she was like...
trying to remember.
Like, trying okay. to remember. She was probably like, okay, I have to remember all these. So she's thinking. So she just walks to any random person and then starts naming them. And then
the dude was like, man, fuck the tea. I'm going to just go drink some water outside.
Same old Rachel being the same waitress she was since the beginning.
And that's crazy because, it's been time already. You would think that, like, at least you kind of remember, even if you forgot, like, one or two. Because, like, when I worked at Subway, I could do every other sandwich. I just couldn't do the Subway Club. So I was just like, fuck. I'm like, I know this has this and this has this. So I just started kind of like shoving shit. Like things that didn't. What the hell? It was so fucking hard. And I was there for a little bit too. So I kind of understand it. Damn, that's fucked.
You're Rachel.
That was your Rachel moment.
It's just that sandwich. I could not remember how much of whatever is on there.
You still don't remember?
No, I don't know.
He didn't remember when he was working there. You think he's going to remember now?
15 years later.
I guess.
At Central Perk, Monica walks in and has Rachel's mail. Rachel starts looking through the mail and notices the Country Club newsletter. She tells Monica that her mom likes to send her the engagement notices for inspiration.
That's kind of like a Monica's mom thing, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking
like
about
bogus
that.
As fuck. Like, yeah. Hey, I know you're always married, but here, you know, like bogus as fuck.
She then notices that there's a notice for Barry and Mindy. Monica is like, Barry, who you almost, and then Rachel replies, Barry, who I almost. Then Monica's like, and Mindy, you're made of, and Mindy, Rachel replies, Mindy, my made of. Then Monica's like, that's Mindy? Wow, she is pretty. Mm-hmm. And then she looks at Rachel because Rachel's giving her like a look.
Yeah.
She's like, lucky to have a friend like you.
Terrible scene. Terrible fucking scene.
Why was Monica delivering the mail at her work? Why can't Rachel just wait to go home?
Yeah.
I was just wondering. I know it's kind of out there. But
so stupid. And then like they got the coffee thing. And then because... Where else would we get coffee? But you know how, okay, so like Liz, she like, I don't know how the fuck she did it, but she'll get like free samples of like skincare or like makeup and stuff that get delivered to the house. No one gets that too, yeah. So like, okay, but they had to subscribe to that somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So did Rachel subscribe to a coffee place? You know, like they're not just gonna send you fucking. That's whatever. A little weird. Mm-hmm. That's dumb as fuck. Now if it got there to the coffee shop, right? Because it's a coffee shop, so they know that. So like, here, let's see if they'll buy our product. Mm-hmm. Why did Rachel sign up for coffee? Yeah. You know, like it's just what the fuck, dude.
Yeah.
When Monica said, "Where else will we get it?" It's funny because Rachel turned back, around,
and like just looks like, "Oh yeah,
hell yeah." It's
funny. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Ross and Rachel are there. Ross is talking to Rachel about Marcel and how he knows the difference between "bring me the rice" and "pee in the." And then he realizes that Rachel is not really paying attention to him. She was thinking about her ex, Barry, and her friend, Mindy. She thinks it's so stupid and she should just be happy for them because she's the one who gave up on Barry.
Yeah.
So that's her thinking. That's what she's saying. Like, she should, you know. But then again, it kind of sucks that Barry's with her friend.
Yeah. I think that probably be like the only thing I'd be pissed about. She broke up with him because she said that she wasn't happy with him, right? But that's her friend.
Yeah.
So like the anger should just be with her, but she already knew that they went to the honeymoon together.
Yeah.
So like I would, but man, you know, whatever.
Like it's not new. It's not new. Something happened, obviously. Okay. Rachel says, "I guess it would be different if I were with somebody." And Ross says, "Whoa, like what happened to forget relationships? I'm done with men. The whole penis embargo." Mm-hmm. Rachel says, "I guess it's not about no guys. It's about the right guy. I mean, with Barry, it was safe and it was easy, but there was no heat. With Paolo, that's all there was, heat. And it was just like raw animal sexual." And then Ross stops her like,
"I was there."
I was there. Yeah.
See, and then,
I was there. I want to hear her.
And seeing like, that's the hard thing. Like, you know, obviously he feels the way that he feels about her. Mm-hmm. And it does bother me, you know, obviously she doesn't know or she's lying towards like, you know, Ross's feelings.
Right.
But it bothers me as a guy, as a person. He loves her. He feels whatever towards her, right?
So but he can't tell her yet.
Right. Not yet. But like, you still hear stuff that you don't want to hear, mm-hmm. you know? And that's the stuff that, like, when she was doing that, like, he cut her off and stuff like that. Even before he cut her off, I was like, man, you know what? Enough. Like, we get it. We understand. Like, you know, you don't have to go into full detail of whatever the fuck you're trying to say.
Right. Especially when she's like, raw animal,
yeah,
sexual.
Yeah, and then she's like, just, like, you know, like, what a passion. I'm like, okay. Relax, dude. Like, like, you know, I felt bothered. Yeah. I felt like I was Ross. I'm like, stupid motherfucker. I'll smack you upside down.
I don't be hearing this shit.
Throw this chopstick at you. Oh, what is it? Yeah, chopstick.
Yeah, because they're eating Chinese food. And everybody eats Chinese food with chopsticks.
I use a fork. Rachel, she then says, "Do you think you can ever have both? Someone who's like your best friend and then can also make your toes curl." Russ says, yes, I really do. And in fact, it's funny, very often someone who you wouldn't think could curl your toes might just be the one. And then they get interrupted.
Yeah.
Because you're walking away.
Because then Monica, Phoebe, Rachel, and Joey enter. They interrupt him.
It sucks. It was a nice moment. They were holding hands and stuff.
There's been a couple times where
he takes too long get his point across.
He drags.
Yeah, dude. Cut to the chase, dude. Even, I mean, obviously later on too, but it's just like, bro, cut the bullshit.
He too long.
He pampers the whole, you know, and it's not always going to be with like lit candles.
So
and shit.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, does he want it to be like this perfect moment? Obviously, it's not working. So why don't you just cut to the chase? Don't do the whole, like, I don't know.
I like you. I like you a lot. I think he, like, said, like, he says it quicker and better when he's talking to, like, Chandler and Ross. I mean, Chandler and
Joey
Chandler and Ross. He says it better with them, but when it does come to her, I mean, but like, think about it. When you guys first started dating, you weren't like upfront about shit either. Like, you guys pretty sure like shy and, you know.
It was so long ago. Who knows what happened?
No, I think that was straight to the point. It was pretty long ago.
It was the 90s. I don't remember.
They went to watch a movie and Joey and Chandler were not happy. They think it was a total chick flick. Phoebe, she says, I am sorry. It's not one of those movies like, you know, guns and bombs and like buses going really fast.
She's describing speed, right?
Speed. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was about to say that. That's what I thought when she said that. I was like, that sounds like that movie Speed.
Because at first when she said like the guns and like explosions or whatever, I thought like Terminator or something, right? But then she said bus. I'm like, it has to be Speed. And I'm like, so I wondered. I wondered if that movie came out in 95.
Probably.
You know, like, because they've made a lot of references to, like, probably a movie that was a big thing at that time.
I feel like they do that often with...
They do.
Yeah, every time
Or the actor or the actress.
Yeah. And I have looked it up just to see if that's the case.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's around that year or the year before.
That's crazy. But that's cool.
Joey says... I don't need violence to enjoy a movie, just as long as there's a little nudity. Monica says there was nudity. And Joey's like, I meant female nudity. Oh my God. I keep saying that. I'm not going to be able to say it. It doesn't even sound right anywhere. And then he's like, I don't need to see Lou Grant frolicking. And they all say, Hugh Grant. Ross tells everyone that he has to go and tells Marcel he has to take a bath. Ross says, we're going to go take a bath. Yes, we are. And Cheryl's like, they're still friends, right?
See, and then I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but I finished the Matthew Perry book.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So, like, his character, when he was talking about that, when he heard about the Chandler character, he wanted it because he was awkward with women. He made jokes, like, the way that he makes, like, unnecessary jokes or whatever, or, like, especially when he's, like, discomfort position or, like, an awkward situation, that's him. Like, that's, like, he says funny stuff like that. Like, just randomly, you know? Like, so, with, like now, like, since I know that, every time, like that wasn't probably, like, needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he played it so well, or he did it so well. And then now that I know that in his book, he says that, like, he's, like, himself, right? Whether he's, you know, filming or not filming, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I'm just like, damn, like. Is that actually Matthew Perry or is that, you know, Chandler?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's just crazy how they are one person. So, like, all his jokes, all his, like, when he's in a, like, weird situation and he's making, like, jokes or whatever, that's just him in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now, like, it's, like, that's one person. So, he is Chandler Bing.
Rachel tells the monkey that she will see him tomorrow. She's going to watch him, which Monica is not happy. But Ross starts asking... Please, Aunt Monica, please. Then he tells her, oh, unclench. You're not even going to be here.
That's funny as fuck.
That is pretty funny.
Like, unclench, like, damn, like, if she's, like, a fucking tiger or something, like.
Yeah.
All right, so then our next scene, we are at Joe G's Pizza, and the three guys are there.
Joe G's.
This scene is funny.
Oh, the pizza looked good.
Dude, and then when you see Ross, he's like shaking it. Like, you know how cheese gets stuck and like you have a hard time?
Oh, yeah.
That shit look like it's either cold or it was already cut. He just keeps shaking it. I'm like, damn, like this guy's like on something or like, oh, what is he doing? He's tweaking the fuck out.
That's funny.
Okay. Ross is telling them that Rachel is looking for someone exactly like him. Joey wants to know if she said that. Ross tells him that he added the exactly like me part, but she is looking for someone and someone will be there for her tonight.
Tonight?
Joey's like, tonight? Ross says, I think it's perfect. You know, it's just gonna be the two of us. She spent all day taking care of my monkey. This is a fart. Chandler's like, I can't remember the last time I got a girl to take care of my monkey.
Where I come from, it's called doing the hibbity dibbity.
Russ then says, I figured after work, I'd pick up a bottle of wine, go over there, and try to woo her. Chandler's like, hey, you know what you should do? You should take her back to the 1890s when that phrase was last used.
He's a dick.
That was funny.
Yeah, because nobody really says woo her.
I've heard that. I don't know.
I mean, I don't remember ever saying, like, man, I'm going to go woo her.
Yeah.
We should bring it back. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Rachel is watching TV with Marcel. She's talking to him about the show that they are watching. She then notices that Marcel has Monica's shoe and he pooped in it. She's telling him that he's a bad monkey. And then she gets up and she starts looking for something to dispose the poop.
Take it to the toilet.
I know, right? I was thinking, yeah. Like, why can't you just go dump it in the toilet? The fuck,
dude, like she's like, yeah, and I'm just like, bro. Because then she even put, I'm cutting you off now. But she puts it on the magazine, right? It says, sorry, Mindy, or whatever, and takes it outside. It's like, dump the shit on the toilet.
The toilet. Like, yeah. Yeah, I was like, why is she, okay. Doing
the most. I know she wanted to mess up the magazine. Well, but
no, but I think that was like the last resort, like, because she didn't know where else to do it. And then she seen the magazine and she's probably like, I'm just going to put it in. Because
it even looked like she was going to go towards the sink. Why are you
throwing the poop in the sink? I know, I was like, what is she doing with that? Ooh, okay. All right, so then, yeah, she decides to use the Country Club magazine that has Barry's engagement and says, sorry, Barry, little engagement gift. I'm sure you didn't register for that. She then walks outside to throw away the magazine, but leaves the door wide open, and Marcel walks out. Then she hears gunshots coming from the TV. She runs back in and wants to know who died. She's talking to the TV saying, turn him over, and continues saying, we know it's not Dexter, right, Marcel? She then realizes the monkey is gone. The door's wide open.
She's but unnecessary.
Did you notice, though, that when she went out to throw out the magazine, she held the door open? Like, she held the door open for a little bit before she walked out? Like, she wanted to make sure that the door stayed open, I guess.
Oh.
But, like, you could see her, like, holding it, like, you know, like, you just walk out. You don't check the door. You just walk out.
Yeah.
She was, like, kind of holding the door.
But then the door closes on its own. But, like, when
Marcel, and that's probably why she Marcel, had to hold it.
Oh, yeah.
But, see, that's the...
Because he walked right out after she was, like, she was holding it.
And she walked away.
And then she walked. She walked away, and then he walked out.
And, but when she comes back in, the door's
you
closing.
You do see the door kind of closes a little bit. But I think the reason why she was holding the door like that was because the door does close by itself. And to get the shot, they probably told her, like, hold on to the door a little bit or something. Yeah. I don't know. It just seemed kind of weird.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Either way, why wouldn't she be more careful?
Seriously, like the dogs, right?
That's
now.
The point of the freaking episode.
I know that, but it's like, be more careful.
Like, well, no, be more realistic.
And that's what they're showing, though, that Rachel is clumsy, still, like,
ignorant,
just into herself. She doesn't really think, like, let me close the door because I have a monkey here. You know, like, I don't think she thinks like that yet because, I don't know.
She's still a little girl.
She's not responsible. She doesn't have responsibilities.
Right.
That was one that she had when she agreed to watch the monkey. So some time passes. Everyone is there except for Ross and Phoebe. Rachel tells them that she lost the monkey. Joey says, how could you lose him? Rachel's like, I don't know. We were watching TV and then he pooped in Monica's shoe. Monica's like, wait, he pooped in my shoe? Which one? And Rachel's like, I don't know, the left one? And Rachel's like, or Monica's like, which ones? And Rachel's like, oh, those little Amish. Clunky Amish things you think go with everything. And then Phoebe comes in. They all, you know, greet her. Phoebe says, why is the air in here so negative? And then Chandler tells her that Rachel lost Marcel. And then Phoebe wants to know how. And Micah says, he pooped in my shoe. And then Phoebe's like, which one? Those cute little black ones I wear all the time. And Phoebe's like, no, which one? The right or the left? Because the left one is lucky.
She always says like the most like strangest, funniest things ever.
Rachel is nervous and asks, what are we going to do? Joy is trying to see if you're a monkey and you're loose in the city, where would you go? Chandler says it's his first time out, so he would probably do touristy things. He says that he'll go to Cats, and then they all should go to the Russian tea room. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but both Phoebe and Chandler, when they have this interaction, they're breaking.
I noticed Phoebe like right away.
I noticed both of them. Like, they're, like, kind of smiling.
Yeah.
Like trying not to laugh.
Mm-hmm. So she was trying to hold in her laugh with what he was saying?
Yeah. Like, she smiled and she's just, like... And then it went back to, like, normal. Mm-hmm. It was funny. You just spotted
Phoebe. I noticed Chandler.
But mm-hmm. see, like, imagine. It'd be hard as fuck for... Like, you know, to be free,
like,
to
be saying serious. All these stupid things.
Yeah. Like, I'd probably be the first one to, like, fucking just... Start laughing.
I understand, because like even doing these podcasts, like I always try to hold stuff in when it's just funny.
Yeah. So imagine if it was like a room full of like funny people. Mm-hmm. You know,
or they all have funny lines, and then you can't really react to them.
Or like stupid faces, because like I mean, and that has a lot to do with not only the way that, you know, they're saying it, but it's also like the way that they're saying it. So like if you're gonna say something funny, like, you know, it's gonna be hard, and obviously like there's. A lot of episodes, like, obviously, it's 10 seasons long. There's episodes where you can see it. Like, I didn't pay attention too much on that, so I missed that. But there's other episodes where it's, like, clear as day that...
They're breaking.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you can't, you know, that makes you want to laugh.
Yeah. Rachel is anxious about Ross coming home soon and says that he's going to kill her. Monica tells them that the guy should check the first and second floor, and Phoebe and Monica will check the third and fourth floors. She tells Rachel she should stay in the apartment and wait by the phone. Spray her shoe with Lysol and wait for Ross to kill her.
Does anybody want to trade?
Yeah, she said, does anybody want to trade? In the hallway, Monica and Phoebe knock at Mr. Hackle's apartment and ask if he's seen a monkey. Instead of answering the question, he asked them if they took his waffle.
His Belgian waffle.
That he left out there. Phoebe asks, why would he leave it out there? He replies that he wasn't ready for it.
That's so stupid, dude.
Yeah. That's a little weird.
Go put it in the fucking microwave. Wait. You know, like, let me take it outside. That's dirty.
Even Phoebe thought it was weird, and she says weird stuff.
And she's, you know, not all there. Mm-hmm.
Monica is a bit frustrated and redirects by asking if he's seen the monkey again. He says he saw Regis Philbin once. They thank him and they walk away. He tells them as they walk away that they owe him a waffle.
Probably never had a waffle out there.
Back at the Rachel in Monica's apartment, Ross comes in as Rachel is on her phone describing the monkey and notices Ross. So she changes the conversation. Ross has a bottle of wine. He's doing what he said he was going to do when he was talking to the guys from bringing a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
He tries to tell her how he feels while he uncorks the wine. But Rachel interrupts and says she can't do this.
Okay, quick and painful.
He says, okay, quick and painful, and corks the wine back. She then tells him she lost the monkey. We see a view from the window looking in that Ross is very upset. He's like telling her stuff. I don't know. You can tell that he's upset.
And Marcel's watching. No?
And then we see that, yeah. Then we see in the shot that the monkey's out there in the balcony.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, he was right there.
Yeah, you know? I know.
But you wouldn't even expect to like look
out there. Yeah, out there.
How would he even end up out there? Because he went out through the door.
Well, it looks like he's, like, going through windows.
Okay.
Right?
He went up the fire, because I think there's a fire escape there.
Yeah. Mm. But I think in one of the hallway scenes, it looks like he's coming in through windows.
Yeah, he did do that in one of the scenes.
It must be, the door must be open.
Fucking monkey.
Or the window must be open.
He would be, like, banging on the window or something.
Yeah.
Back at the apartment, Ross is upset at Rachel. He tells her it's his fault for letting her watch the monkey. He says he should have started off with a pen or a pencil.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's a little mean though.
That is really mean. Like, yeah. Like you're incapable, so let me take care of my water bottle.
Yeah.
You? If you could take care of my water bottle, I could entrust you with one of my kids or something. Like, you know, like, that's crazy. That's fucked. Bogus. Fuck the monkey. You know, like, that's just mean.
Yeah, it was.
Well, he's upset.
I get it, but like...
When you're upset, sometimes you say
I guess that's true.
Not yeah, so I guess nice that things. Is true.
Dude, if only your phone was still recording.
I know.
You're so dumb.
Okay. There it is.
She's laughing because it's true.
Yeah. I'm not denying it, but... Okay, someone is on the intercom. Rachel answers it. It's animal control. She tells Ross that she has everyone looking for him. She even called animal control. He questions her about calling animal control. He tells her that having the monkey is illegal because he's an exotic animal, and if they find him, they will take him away from him. Louisa comes up, and Rachel tries to tell her it was a misunderstanding. Ross tells Louisa they thought that they had a monkey, but they didn't. Rachel says it was a hat. Ross corrects her and says, okay. A cat.
But she like, okay, so he's, it's illegal to have the monkey. Yeah. I don't see Ross doing anything illegal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like whether it's something big or something small, we think that's something small, right? But like you could get in big trouble for that. Mm. But you wouldn't think that Ross would be near something, you know, illegal. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of crazy because I could see like, Chandler, Joey and Chandler doing yeah. some yeah. shit like that, but like keeping, you know, like not Ross.
Yeah, no, he's more of like a
square.
Yeah, he's a square. Yeah.
He follows the rules.
Oh, what is it from the Sandlot? He's like
L7 Ween.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's Ross.
Monica and Phoebe return to the apartment. Monica says that they've checked the third and fourth floor, no one's seen Marcel. Louisa questions Marcel. Ross tries to cover up by saying it's his uncle Marcel. And Phoebe responds, is that the one the monkey's named after?
That'll ruin it.
Yeah. Well, she did. I mean, I don't think she knew that was.
If I see the cops at your door, I'm not, you know, like, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Or if he changes the subject and says it's my uncle... That's kind of like a hint, like,
yeah.
We're not talking about the
Phoebe's
monkey.
Phoebe's not one that I would want to commit a crime with.
No. Like, yeah, we did it, officer.
Yeah, like, maybe Ross now, you know?
Lisa then says if they are aware that possession of an illegal exotic is punishable by up to 2 years in prison and confiscation of the animal.
Phoebe's like, why would you do that to that thing? Or the,
why would you lock up the monkey or something?
Yeah, like social that. Like that. It's like, dude, God, so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did say
it's
that.
Funny. It's funny.
Yeah. Monica is trying to talk to her and tells her that there is some friendly way to reconcile this. She tells Louisa to take a seat and she introduces herself. She says, I am Monica Geller. Louisa says, you are. And you are Rachel Green. Rachel says, yeah. Louisa tells them who she is. She went to Lincoln High and she sat behind them in homeroom. Both Rachel and Monica pretend like they remember her. But Louisa knows that they don't know who she is. Monica and Rachel finally tell her that they don't remember her. And Louisa says, maybe that's because you spent 4 years ignoring me. I mean, would it have been so hard to say, good morning, Louisa, or nice overalls? And Monica apologizes. But Louisa says, it's not so much you. You were fat. You had your own problems. She looks to Rachel and tells her, but you, what a
bitch.
You're funny as fuck, dude.
She really is.
Monica asks if she thinks she could just help them out on the monkey thing, just for old time's sake. Louisa says, I could. But I won't. If I find that monkey, he's mine. And she walks out.
You know, when Monica introduced herself and stuff like that, I don't know. I thought it was going to go the other way when Luisa said, oh, yeah, you're Monica and like, you're Rachel.
They would have been friends. Because, okay, so... I'm sorry.
No, continue. No, it's cool.
Because you know how I would have assumed that Monica would have been friends with her because she was fat, right?
Yeah.
But she was best friends with Rachel.
With Rachel, and Rachel the popular supposed, one, yes, the so one, like, the homecoming queen.
It reminds me of Christine. You know how Art, or what's his name? Yeah, Art, right? Or Artie?
Christine with the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how his friend is like a popular football player or whatever, and he backs him up. They're friends.
Yeah.
So like, but they pick on the other one. So like, it's the same thing here. So I get it. It does happen.
Yeah.
But like, you would also think that she might only have like one popular friend. So you would think that if she was Luisa was a loner, I mean, you would still kind of think that their circle would still intertwine.
Yeah.
Because like she said, you still have your own problems. You were fat.
Dude, that's too, fun. That was crazy.
Dude, like if being fat is a problem. You know, skinny people are not in style anymore, and they've been out of style for a long time.
Yeah.
But you would have thought that they would have been like, they would have been okay. I could see why she would hate Rachel because...
Because mostly in movies, you always see, like, the popular chick or guy with, like, the nerd type. Yeah. Like, either the popular one's trying to use him for, like, homework or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe that's what Rachel was doing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Like, Jumanji. The newer ones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Kevin Hart's, the younger version, right?
Fridge.
Yeah.
Using the other guy.
Yeah.
But okay. that's not the real Jumanji, though. Just saying.
No, but it's still good.
Yeah, it is good.
I mean, yeah, it's not. I don't like it because then my kids are going to think that that's the original one. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. No.
We'll show them the original first. Yeah,
show them the original.
But see, like, I don't know. By the time
they get old enough to watch these movies, they're all going to be vintage.
Yeah.
So to them, it's all going to be the same.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to watch this.
Damn.
They're going to have Jumanji 5.
Yeah.
Seven.
Damn.
Then we cut to another part of the building. We see Marcel jump in through a window and run down some stairs. Then Chandler and Joey come down from the upper floor without noticing him. They are calling Marcel. Then they knock at someone's door. A woman comes out. She asks if she could help them. Chandler tells her that they have an emergency and are looking for something. They ask if they have if she has seen a monkey. The woman says she has not seen a monkey, but asks if they know anything about fixing a radiator. Joey tries to be helpful by asking if she has tried turning the knob the other way. She replies, "Of course," and he says, "Oh, then no."
But he says like when she asks, he says like yeah, and then like he says that, and then he's like, "Oh no."
Also, you know, you were describing about him coming down through the window, the monkey. When he came out through the window, he's making his little monkey noises. I would have thought that Joey they would hear that.
Or like, see, even like right now, the dogs, right? If I were to say the dog's name, they would, you know, like stop and like fucking like race. So like
maybe like whimper.
Marcel does not know his name or something.
Isn't he purposely? Running away from them?
Yeah,
he's playing like a little game.
He's like, fuck this, I want to have
monkeys
some fun.
Monkeys are smart, and he's probably like, I'm just going to keep doing my own thing. This is much more fun than being in an apartment.
Yeah.
Because later on, too, like, it's just like, we'll continue. Because it's like, what the fuck, dude?
Another woman comes out and asks the first woman if she thinks she put too much rum in there. She's holding a pitcher of something with rum. It looks good. I want some. Both Chandler and Joey look at each other. The first woman tells them she hopes they find their monkey and starts closing the door. Chandler stops her. He wants to help her, apparently, in other ways.
It's crazy how, in that one, Chandler is intimidated by women, right? And Joey is more of a ladies' man.
Mm-hmm.
Joey's focused on task of finding this damn monkey.
Chandler, you would think it would be the other way around.
It is. It should have been the other way. Yeah. Because never, like, it's the complete opposite. Yeah. They're switching roles, and I saw that. And I was
that's
like,
what
damn,
I I'm
like,
that's what I fuck? Thought when I was watching this.
That's crazy. I'm like Joey's saying no to like a girl. Right.
Yeah,
damn. That's
normally
crazy.
I would think it would be the other way.
He
would have
been all over, and then Chandler would be trying like, to. Dude, yeah. That's not what we're here for.
Yeah, because Chandler is like, dude, they're hot.
Yeah, and then, but when Joey's like saying like, oh, like they can't, like it's like. You know, it's really hard for them to say no. Mm-hmm. He's like, we have to find this monkey, but we could take some pictures of you guys.
Joey tells him that they're in the middle of something. He tells them that if they see the monkey, he answers to Marcel. If they could get some pictures of them, they would really be helping them. The women quickly close the door. Chandler's upset at Joey and tells him that from now on, he don't get to talk to other people. And then they walk away, angrily calling Marcel. We cut to the basement where Monica and Phoebe are searching for Marcel. Phoebe says, oh my God. Monica's like, what? And Phoebe's like, something just brushed up against my right leg. And Monica's like, scared, like, what is it? Mm-hmm. And Phoebe's like, oh, it's okay. It's just my left leg.
This is so stupid, bro.
Yeah. I thought it would be like Marcel.
I thought it was like a rat or something because New York has like rats and yeah. You know you're not dark. Dude, it's your fucking leg. Why would you even say that? Like, why acknowledge the fact?
Then they hear the monkey and see him sitting in the corner. They start calling him to come. Just then, Luisa comes down the stairs. She points a tranquilizer gun at the monkey. In slow motion, we see Phoebe look at Marcel, then at Luisa. She jumps towards Marcel just as Luisa fires the gun. Monica yells for Marcel to run. Marcel runs off and Luisa runs after him. Phoebe was hit with the tranquilizer dart and she falls on Monica.
Oh, shot me in the ass.
It reminded me of like that, like those old like 70 movies where like, well, they jump in front of like the bullet or yeah. Something like trying to save. You know.
And the music that they had in the background sounded
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then her ugly ass face that she made, like when she was in the run, she was like, no. Oh, yeah, dude, like this is stupid.
In the hallway, Marcel sees a banana laying on the ground and he starts eating it. We then see a person's hand that grabs Marcel and carries him away. Mm-hmm. Then we cut to Ross and Rachel. They're in the street looking for the monkey. Ross is upset that Rachel lost the monkey. He thinks he is now gone since they've been looking for him all over. He's frustrated and he kicks a sign. He claims he has a broken foot and no monkey.
That's so stupid. Over dramatic.
So yeah. It was like, how can you break your freaking foot by kicking a stop sign
thing? And then it wasn't even
I don't know what it was. It was kind of a sign,
whatever. But, like, it wasn't even, like, he fucking, like, you know, like, roundhouse them, you know, like.
Or if it was the fire hydrant.
But overdramatic, like, and now I have a broken foot, you know, like, it's
a
like,
broken foot
up.
And no monkey.
Yeah. Oh, fucking pansy.
He says, thank you very much. Rachel tells him that she has said sorry a million times. What does he want her to do? She asks if he wants her to break her foot too, and she kicks the sign. He says sarcastically that now that she kicked the sign, he doesn't miss Marcel. Rachel tells him that she did not do it on purpose, but Ross responds, oh, no, no, no. This is just vintage Rachel. I mean, things just sort of happen around you. I mean, you're off in Rachel land, doing your Rachel thing, totally oblivious to people's monkeys or other people's feelings. That was mean.
That was a little bit mean.
That was mean.
Like, if he's trying to, like, win her over, like...
And see, and that's what I was just thinking, too. I would have been visibly upset. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have said nothing like that. It's seriously just insulting the fuck out of her the whole time. Yeah. Over a fucking monkey.
Right. Yeah, he went over exaggerated.
What's an exotic monkey?
Gives a shit? Like, yeah. How do you even get this fucking monkey?
I mean, it must have cost a lot of money. And it's his monkey. It's his pet monkey. It's like having a child.
No, it's not.
It is like a little baby, though.
No. I think. No? I don't know. But anyway, Rachel just... Rachel doesn't react to what he said.
Yeah, none of it.
to none of what he said, but she just, you know, notices that she notices something and tries to get Ross to look at it. They see a guy carrying a big box of bananas, and then they go after him. So she doesn't even acknowledge anything that he said.
She probably didn't even hear it.
Maybe.
Like, she, like, just zoned it on. She's probably, like...
Because she was,
like,
focused on the guy.
But who the fuck delivers a big box of bananas at fucking 9 o'clock at night?
Well, somebody there has a monkey.
Yeah.
But, like, who would you call? Would you call the egg store and be like, hey, I need a big-ass box of bananas? Or Pete's Market, like, hey, I deliver a big-ass box of bananas
tomorrow. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, the 90s, that's crazy. I mean, there's no more milkman, right?
No. Yeah. They have a banana delivery guy.
Yeah. They got a banana man.
Banana man. I like bananas.
In the next scene, they are all in the hallway outside Mr. Hackle's door. Ross is now carrying the box of bananas. He bangs on the door. Mr. Hackles opens the door. Ross asks if he ordered some bananas. So what do they do with the guy? Like, I'll take the bananas from you? Or did they beat him up for it? Or what did they say?
Yeah, like,
Like,
they probably told him, like, hey, we'll deliver.
Oh, those
for
are
you.
For me. Maybe they said, oh, those are for me. I'll take them or something.
Maybe.
He tells him to give him his monkey back. Mr. Heckle denies having the monkey. Then we hear the monkey noises coming from his apartment. Ross rushes in and starts calling him. A monkey dressed in a dress comes. Ross asks Mr. Hackles what has he done to him. Mr. Hackles tells him that that's his monkey, Patty. They both call the monkey by the name that they gave him, and the monkey keeps going back and forth.
See, like, but Marcel knows his name, so why is he acting like his name is actually Patty?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, stop being a stupid monkey.
But another weird thing is, why is an old man dressing a boy monkey as a girl?
I know, that's kind of scary.
I thought that
maybe
was a little weird.
Or maybe he just didn't know that the monkey was a boy. And he's just like, oh, you look pretty in a little dress. Which I think is kind of weird for a guy to think it. That didn't sound right.
Just hearing it from you, it sounded weird.
And then Luisa comes and she's like, come here, monkey. Come here, monkey. And the monkey goes straight to...
Yeah.
So I said, what? You're not going to listen to Ross. That's your fucking owner. But you're going to listen to two other randoms?
But then again, in previous episodes, we've seen how the monkey doesn't really pay attention to Ross anyway.
Yeah.
I guess.
So he's just, they are like kids.
He's just like him.
Except for bring the rice.
Luisa comes in, comes to the door and tells the monkey to come here. The monkey goes to her and goes in the cage. Luisa slams the cage shut. But yeah, that's weird how he just ran in there.
Especially a cage, like, come on.
Yeah, why do you want to be in a cage?
Yeah.
Ross tells her, give me my monkey back. Mr. Hackle says, that's my monkey. Luisa says, you're both going to have to take this up with the judge. Then Mr. Hackle says, that's not my monkey.
He's like, fuck that, judge.
Never mind.
Just the dress is mine. You can send that back whenever.
That's weird.
Ross says, I want my monkey. And Luisa says, no. Rachel comes up to her and says, come on, Luisa. And then Luisa says, sorry, prom queen. And then Ross looks at Rachel and says, you had to be a
bitch
in high school. You couldn't have been fat. Like, saying, instead of being
who you were.
Yeah.
Could have been, yeah.
I know he was just talking like, why couldn't you be this and that? That's pretty mean.
That's still, he's
like, damn.
He's being very mean in this
just
episode.
Called the woman that you love a bitch.
Rachel telling Luisa, in high school, I was a prom queen, and I was a homecoming queen, and I was class president, and you were also there. But if you take this monkey, I will lose one of the most important people in my life. You can hate me all you want, if you want, but please don't punish him. Come on, Luisa. You have one chance to be the bigger person here. Take it. And Luisa's like, nope. And then Rachel says, well, then how about I call your supervisor and tell her that you shot my friend in the
ass.
With a dart.
But she like, and then like the way that she says it, she takes the dart out, and then you can already see, like, she had something, like, up her sleeve, you know? Like, so, like, when I saw that, I was like, damn, then that's where, like, the bitch Rachel comes out, you know? Because, like, she was begging at first.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, well, fuck you. You know, like, the way that she did it, it was pretty badass how she did it. And even when she said, like, you know, you're going to take the monkey, this, like, I'm going to lose somebody important in my life, he looked at her like...
Yeah, like...
Like, damn, well, like, you know, like...
Even after calling her a bitch...
After calling her and telling her all the crap that he said.
He's a fucking thick cheese.
Right, so Luisa is in shock. I don't think she realized that she had the dart or she shot her. She probably didn't even know
like
she
realizing, shot her. Like, realizing, she just ran.
Yeah.
And Ross and Rachel high five because they got her, you know. In the next scene, Ross and Rachel are in Monica and Rachel's apartment. The monkey is there with them and still has a dress on. Marcel does not want to take it off. Ross tells Rachel that he's sorry for being so hard on her. Rachel tells him that it was her fault since she almost lost his monkey. Ross acknowledges that she did, but she was also the one who to get him back. He then points out that they still have the bottle of wine. He asks if she is in the mood for something great. He goes to get some glasses for the both of them and turns off the lights. Rachel looks around like, what happened? Like, she didn't see that he turned off the lights. Ross acts surprised and says the neighbors must be vacuuming. He sits down next to Rachel and pours the wine. He starts talking to her and it seems like he wants to talk about his feelings to her. But just then, Barry bursts in and tells Rachel that he can't marry Mindy because he thinks he's still in love with her. Ross says, we have to start locking that door.
Seriously, like, who would just walk in? Like,
I know.
And how does he know where she is?
And that too.
Or that she will be there.
Or who would, like, because, like, I was going to ask that, and I'm like, man, maybe Daisy's going to be like, well, she probably asked the mom. But, like, do you think, like, anybody's, like, talking to him? You know, like, so how does she know that she's there?
Yeah.
And then, like, again, on top of that, okay, she knows that if he knows that she's living with, like, her old high school friend, what if she wasn't home and you're just walking in on, you know, this is somebody's house.
Yeah.
You're not their friend. You're not, you know, like, and you drove all this way because, you know, they're not from there, I'm assuming. I mean, they are from New York, but not
the same
from the city, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it's just like, why would you walk in into somebody's house like that?
Yeah, you're supposed to knock first.
Me, here, I fucking knock. You know, I'm just not gonna fucking walk in and check if all your doors and windows are unlocked and slide right in.
In the closing credits, Joey, Chandler, Monica, and Phoebe are at Central Park. They are all looking at Monica's high school yearbook. Monica says, "This is me in the Sound of Music. See the Von Trapp kids?" Phoebe's like, "No." Monica's like, "That's because I'm in front of them."
Damn, dude.
Damn, that's crazy.
And Chandler's like, I thought that was an elf. Monica says, high school was not my favorite time. And Joey says, I loved high school. You know, it was just 4 years of parties and dating and sex. Chandler's like, yeah, well, I went to a boarding school with 400 boys.
Damn.
Any sex I had would involve in a major lifestyle choice.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
And then Monica's like, doesn't it seem like a million years ago? And then Phoebe, of course, she changes what they're talking about because then she says that her butt cheek is waking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She stands up and starts dancing around.
Yeah.
Even the guy behind her, like, looks back.
Yeah, he looks back like, what the hell's wrong with this chick?
So it's time for our trivia questions. These are super duper easy. Our first question. While looking through the country club newsletter her mom sends her, Rachel sees her ex-fiancé, Barry, and her maid of honor named what?
Mindy.
Two. While watching TV with Marcel, Rachel discovers that Marcel has pooped in what of Monica's?
Shoe.
See, this one's super easy.
Yeah, that is super easy.
While discussing where Marcel might have gone after escaping the apartment, Chandler jokingly responds to Joey that he probably went somewhere touristy. Chandler will go to Katz, and he tells everyone else to go where?
To the Russian
something?
Dive bar.
Is it a Russian bar or something?
Mm-mm.
I know something with the Russians.
Mm-hmm. It's a Russian tea room.
Oh, I didn't know the Russians love tea.
And is Katz like a...
A play.
It's a play.
Oh, the play Katz?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a strip club.
Oh,
or maybe
it would sound like one.
Because he was like, I'll go to cats and...
Oh, yeah, see? But then also, like, the Russian tea bar.
But why wouldn't he want to go there? He's sending everybody else there.
I don't know. Maybe cats' strip joint is better than the Russian one?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I was wondering what that was. The first person Monica and Phoebe question while looking for Marcel is Mr. Hackles. He suspiciously looks around the hallway and asks if they have taken his
Belgian waffle. Belgian waffle.
Okay, Fife. According to Russ, what is the murder capital of the Northeast?
Newark. And I was waiting for this one. I was like, if she doesn't do it, I'll ask her. Riddle me this one.
Okay, 6. What is the name of the animal control woman who sat behind Lisa. Monica? Lisa. Okay, the full name.
Oh. Banana hammock.
No.
Louisa, the pet control lady. I don't know.
So you guys are both wrong.
No, yeah, I don't know her last name.
Damn.
It's Louisa Giannetti.
If Rachel didn't know it, I don't have to know it.
The two hot girls that Joey and Chandler run into have a problem with what appliance?
The radiator.
Who ends up getting hit by the tranquilizer dart meant for Marcel?
Phoebe.
After arguing on the street, what does Ross and Rachel see a man carrying?
A box of bananas.
Yeah, that's super easy.
That is super easy.
And our last question. Who actually found Marcel and put him in the dress?
Mr. Huckles. See, if you didn't add the with the dress, I would have been like, fuck. Right now I was thinking, like, who was the one?
Yeah, because they all did.
Because, yeah, like...
yeah, because at first, Phoebe and and Monica found him.
Well, yeah. Yeah, technically they did find him.
He just ran away. He had to run away.
But see, like, Phoebe could have, like, when she jumped in front of the dart, she could have gone for him.
Yeah.
And then just, like, you know, like, shut that ass. But she, they're like, no, run, Marcel. Like, dude, it's just like, shut up.
Was it me, or was Mr. Heckles a little rough with Marcel? Like, he grabbed him by the arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, take it easy.
Damn, dude.
Also, these arms that we seen.
Chubby.
They were different in
Because he's so skinny guy.
He wears
The robe.
Yeah.
And these hands had no... long sleeves.
I feel like, and he's Mr. Heckles is
skinnier and older guy.
So like the arms look really, really white and chubbier.
And yeah.
So I'm like, it had to be like the original handler of the
monkey.
Oh yeah.
So like, but obviously that's why they don't show who
it was.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about in the before we started this, how you said that the episode went by fast.
Yeah, it did go by fast.
And then, like, I was saying, like, for once, like, this episode seems like it was just about one topic.
One thing.
So, like, it did seem... It wasn't all over the place. You weren't switching on and off from different scenarios.
From different, different storylines.
Yeah, so, like, it was... For one, I mean, at least this one is the first one that I caught that on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it just made it go to the point, you know? And it went fast.
It was an okay episode.
Yeah, it wasn't...
I didn't find myself cracking up like I've done in other episodes. It was okay. But, Marian, what about you? Did you like it?
Yeah, I actually found myself cracking up at a couple of scenes.
I mean, I think every episode we've seen has a lot of funny stuff.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but some of them are just way better than others.
For me, and again, the scenes that I could think of off of the top of my head that I laughed at was... Chandler, you know, like I went to school with 400 and Phoebe, and then when he's like, I haven't had a girl play with or take care of my monkey in a while, you know, like those, but it's always been, you know, Chandler,
just
Phoebe,
random, you know? Just
like
random.
Little one liners,
like, you know, little fillers that he throws out there.
And Phoebe does that too,
yeah.
So this episode was rated at 7.9, so it was kind of like a lower rating.
I feel like that's a high number because that's say, give it an 8. 8 out of 10, that's... But this one, I don't think... I think a 7.9 or 8, whatever you want to say. I think that's a high number for this episode.
But let me, like... So I'm looking at the chart. And all the episodes, the lowest that I've seen is like a 6.9. But they're all above that. Mm-hmm. They're all above that. They're, and then a lot of eights. A lot of eights. A is few nines. Ten?
Other than the last one, I would assume the last one could be a 10.
The last one was an 8.7, which is pretty high compared to the other ones.
Wow.
So I don't know how they're rating them, but this one's a 7.9. So going from an 8.7 rating the last episode to a 7.9, obviously a lot of people don't think this one is as good as the other one.
No, I mean, again, like this one didn't offer a whole lot of anything. Yeah, there was funny things, but it, like you said, like you both said, there's been other episodes that you guys have found yourselves like cracking up, you know? So like this one is... I mean, I would assume that it would have been a lot lower.
Lower than that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amuki gets lost, and still Ross is trying to get with Rachel. We're still left hanging. With
that. I mean.
Yeah, he still wasn't able to tell her how he feels.
Right. Freaking very.
I mean, and this was just strictly about Rachel losing the monkey. Yeah. This concludes episode 19 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 20. Called The One with the Evil Orthodontist. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.